The Highline School District south of Seattle has been focusing on early learning to make sure kids are ready to hit the ground running in kindergarten. The district is now working with low-income families even before they get to preschool, as early as birth. As KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld tells us, it all begins with a baby academy for parents.
On a sunny Saturday morning, about a dozen moms and dads are looking at a picture of a little boy pouring syrup on his pancakes.
What do you think would happen if I said nothing at all? How much would he put on there?
He might put way too much.
So even though it's really, really basic, there's some math and measurement and prediction stuff that's happening here. And you can verbalize that.
These parents have signed up for 9 weeks of weekend classes in child development, called the Glee Baby Academy. Meanwhile, their young kids play in classrooms across the courtyard. The program is meant to show parents that education does not begin at school, that they are their children's first teachers. In Highline School District, two-thirds of all students come from low-income families. More than a quarter of students are still learning English. Those factors can get in the way of school readiness.
Our youngest students needed additional supports if they were going to arrive at kindergarten with the skills they needed to be successful.
Ann Arnold is the district's director of early learning. She says too many kids arrive at kindergarten lacking skills they need, like counting, knowing the alphabet, and social-emotional skills.
There is definitely a sense that schools will take care of things when they arrive, and that once children are there, they will begin their education process. And what we want to share with parents is the fact that the first 5 years of that child's life present a tremendous opportunity to impact the long-term success of that child.
So the district used a grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to partner with the King County Housing Authority. The district identified families living in public housing in White Center who have babies or babies on the way. Highline invited those families to take part in the two-month baby academy, followed by support for the first 3 years of their children's lives. It's a model based on the Harlem Children's Zone in New York City, aimed at providing cradle-to-career help and guidance for kids and their families. Part of that support is home visits to check in with families and to monitor kids' development.
Moise, how you doing, buddy?
Four years old?
That's amazing. Last time I saw you, you were 3 years old.
On this morning, Glee family advocate Camille Churchill is in Angela Madrid's living room with her one-year-old daughter Yafa and four-year-old son Moise. Madrid is from Honduras. Her husband is American. Churchill asks Madrid what language he speaks to Moise and what he speaks to his mother.
All English, some bull.
He makes... Spanish,
yeah, so mostly English.
English, yeah.
With a little
yeah.
Churchill praises Madrid for raising Moise bilingual.
Sometimes I force him to speak in Spanish, and I say, "I'm sorry, I don't understand. What do you want?"
He try. He asked me, "How do you say in Spanish?"
Moise, listen. He said, "You need to speak in Spanish."
Only special people know Spanish, so you need to keep your Spanish.
Churchill asks Moise to show her the numbers he knows and to run and hop and skip around the room.
I want to ask you some really, really big words and see if you can say it. Can you say sedimentary?
Sedimentary.
Nice. Can you say ostracize?
Ostracize.
You guys have done an excellent job with his language. He is just... giving me 10-word sentences. He has really good thought processes.
The goal of these visits is to catch developmental delays early on. For minor issues, parents learn skill-building activities they can do with their kids. Children with more serious delays get referrals to agencies that can help get them up to speed.
I think it's a really cool program.
Madrid says she and her husband have learned a lot in the past year and a half they've been a part of Glee.
How to teach them in the young age what kind of games to play and how important it is to read when they are young, too.
At Highline School District, Ann Arnold says Glee has been so popular that parents from other districts have asked to take part, too.
We have had huge response to the program. We've had very significant participation amongst our community in the White Center area.
The program is now expanding to another school in the neighborhood. Arnold says the real test will be to see how the kids who entered the program as babies do once they reach kindergarten. In White Center, I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW.